saying Paul was disappointed by the lack of acceptance of the Jewish believers and non-believers in Jerusalem was most certainly an understatement. However, his constant perseverance in sharing his testimony and telling others about Jesus is inspiring. Paul spoke to the very mob that tried to kill him. The crowd was silent and listened until he spoke about his ministry from God to the Gentiles. Then the uproar started again and the crowd shouted, "Away with such a fellow! He isn't fit to live!" The Roman commander brought Paul inside and ordered him to be whipped to make him confess his crime. They tied Paul down and were about to whip him when he told them he was a Roman citizen. Upon confirmation, they did not whip Paul. The next day, the commander ordered the leading priests into session with the Jewish high council. He released Paul to allow him to speak before the council. Things did not go well. God again used this Roman commander to save Paul. Scripture tells us in Acts 23, the Roman commander was afraid the council of priests would tear Paul apart, so he ordered his soldiers to rescue him and take him back to the fortress. I love how God uses believers and non-believers alike to do his work.